one moment. I want to just pray again as I go right into the word of the Lord for this season. And I want God again to create in us a space to hear his word. A space for us to be changed and to be challenged and to be convicted and to go forward in what God wants us to do. Wherever you are right now, I want you just to bow your head. I want you to close your eyes, but I do want you to open up your mouth. And I want you to say, God, speak to my heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, you have brought us here, oh God, to another year, Lord Jesus. And we believe that when we are here, we are not here by happenstance. We're not here by coincidence. We are here because there's a word that you desire to speak to us. And Lord God, you put something on my heart, God, that I want to communicate as best I can to those that are watching. Lord God, we want you to move upon, oh God, our families. We want you to move, oh God, upon our individual, our homes, oh God. We want you to move upon our minds, I pray, God, and speak a word of revelation, I pray, God, that will again allow us to walk in the principles that you have for us set in 2021. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your will be done. We open our hearts up, oh God, to what you desire to speak. And we pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to turn with me to Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter 1. And we are going to begin at the 24th verse. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24. Praise God. I'm excited about what the Word of God is going to do in this house and in your house. Revelation is going to go forward. I'm going to be teaching. You can go ahead and keep playing that. I want to kind of play that in the background. Teaching you this word. Colossians 1:24 says, "Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ." Behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made minister according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Now here's a verse I want you to pay very close attention to. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. I want to preach to you, talk to you this morning on the thoughts that God has given me concerning 2021 as far as our first service and where this first service will take us to throughout this year. A mystery no more. A mystery no more. 2021 will not be a mystery. A mystery is something that is hidden. A mystery is something that is not revealed. A mystery is something that you are unable to grasp or understand. And the Lord impressed upon my heart that there is a underlining revelation in the Word that will let us be in position to know that we are not in the dark concerning what he is going to do in and through the church. Today will be a foundational type of word for 2021. It will be a message that will give you the right start into a new year that you can continue to build upon. Foundations are not left there, sitting there bare, but foundations are built to have some things be built on top of them. They are built so that the structure that is still yet to be manifest has something secure to stand on. We are the workmanship of God, who is the master builder, and He is making something of us because we are the church of the living God. Yes, we have to keep in perspective who we are. The strength of my progression and the strength of your progression is that we continue to grow and understand who we are in the plans of God. We must have an understanding that as we go through another year, that we are not just living another year just to go through our weekly or even daily routines, but that we are in a place to fulfill His special purpose for the kingdom of God. Also, as we begin a new year, it is important to know that we are and where we are in prophecy. Because if we understand where we are in prophecy, while at the same time understanding who we are in God, that will allow us to soar like eagles rather than peck around like chickens. It will allow us to do greater things for our future. It will allow us to have profit and have meaningful and full purposes. It will allow us to reach into the possibilities that God has already established for those that are His. It will allow us to dream big. It will allow us to think big. It will allow us to believe big. It will allow us to be loose from our fears and our hesitations, from completely being sold out to God. Because when God gives you and I a revelation of where you come in and where I come in and what He is going to do, it will always cause faith to arise over fear. Anytime in the Word of God, when God empowered someone with revelation about what He was going to do in them, they were no longer the same. Abraham was willing to kill his son Isaac. Moses stood boldly in the face of Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." Joshua conquered all the nations of the land of Canaan. Gideon defeated a mass army. I can go on and on, but what gave them success was that God revealed something in them that gave them the power and the motivation to move forward from whatever the position they might have been in. And if you and I are going to have our greatest year yet, and you know I believe that 2021 will be absolutely our greatest year yet, then we have to know that we are not living in vain, but we are living for a God who has positioned us in a specific time and for a specific reason. I don't have the time to fully detail where we are in prophecy, but I have taught you through the years that Daniel's 70 weeks from Daniel chapter 9 are a very important and a very key instructional view of God's timeline. Please follow me. And how and what He is going to do and how He is going to deal with Israel and the world. I have taught you that God spoke to Daniel and that He communicated to him that His plan concerning Israel and the world would be, in particular, that from the decree to rebuild the temple and the walls of Jerusalem up until Jesus being rejected by His own people would be 483 consecutive years or 69 weeks. But the last 70 week, which represents the 7-year of tribulation. That 7-year period where God's wrath was going to take place here on the earth. That 7 years did not come immediately after that last 69 week. And I've taught you the reason why that God's wrath did not yet come consecutively is because there was what we call a gap period, a space. The time in which the church age or the dispensation of grace would take place. It is the time which began in Acts chapter 2 when the Holy Ghost was given up until now, in which God created the space for grace. God created this opportunity to say, I'm not yet going to pour out my final wrath on the world, but I'm going to raise up a time period where I'm going to pour my spirit out and I am allow my plan to unfold. But let me tell you something, as God pressed the pause button, so to speak, on prophecy and allowed a time in whosoever would believe on him and repent of their sins and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and have their sins removed by being baptized and received his gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in other tongues. This group would be called the church. This group would be called the ecclesia, or the called out ones. And I'm already getting excited, and I'm already getting ahead of myself this morning. But what I want to tell you is that the strength and the power that we have is to know that we are the ecclesia of God. And I'm going to tell you some things this morning that will light up a fire inside of your soul and give you security in your mind, that when you begin to understand where you and I come in God's grand scheme and God's grand plan, it puts something inside of us that tells us, I want to absolutely be joining in and a part of what God is going to do. And so understand as well, for anybody watching out there, that you have not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ. I call you to join in and be a part this year. Understand that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, and that if you would believe in him, repent of your sins, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and allow his spirit to fill your life, then you will be able to take part in what I am going to be sharing with you and revealing to you this morning. That is your opportunity. So now, as we look at our text in Colossians chapter 1, I want you to know that Paul was explaining that we are the ones he is talking about in this chapter. That we were the ones that were the mystery. We were something that was hid from the ages, from generation to generation. Colossians 1:26, I read again, even the mystery which hath been hid from the ages, from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. So saints, I'm talking to you this morning. Yes, anybody here that you don't consider yourself a saint because you're not yet called on the name of the Lord and allowed his new birth process to take place. I want to tell you, you also have access to it if you would obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I'm talking mostly to those that have obeyed the gospel as Paul talked to you here. He says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of his glory, of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. My assignment today is to allow the church to get a new revelation of what God has called you and I to. The ecclesia was something that God was preparing that no one knew about. No one knew what was coming. No one knew the power that we would possess. No one knew the anointing that we would carry, that we would have upon us. I mean, I and you are a part of something Daniel did not know about. Moses didn't know about it. Isaiah didn't know about it. But Paul was saying, no, it is all manifest now, that this mystery is now among the Gentiles, those that were without the commonwealth of Israel. Now, he says, this is the mystery that you now have. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. I begin to just chew on that. And I want you to chew on that with me as I begin to help you understand what God has put in my spirit. I said, God, what truly is Christ in me? The hope of glory. I wanted to understand this really. I didn't want to understand it from simply hearing about it at a distance many years ago. But I want to help ask God and say, Lord, give me a moment where you really speak to my spirit on what you truly mean by this, because it is going to be a revelational word with the people of God if we can understand it. I want to be able to go into another year with something, God, that is so foundational for every area of my life, that every area of my life will fall into blessing because I understood the mystery that God was trying to reveal. And the Lord led me to the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation has three main messages. Number one, he said to John, write down the things that you have seen. Number two, write down the things which are. And number three, write down the things which shall be hereafter. We are only going to focus in on mainly number two. But the first thing he said was in Revelation 1:8 that we got to understand this as a foundational word. Jesus said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. The first thing he wanted us to understand is what they understood back in the Old Testament. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And now Jesus steps on the scene after he is resurrected. And he tells John, I am the first and I am the last. And then he says in verse 11, and this is where I'm going to really hit home the day. What thou seest, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, Pergamos, and the Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Remember, in connection to what we read in Colossians. Again, stay with me. Stay with me. I look at the latter part of verse 11. Write in a book and send it to the churches which are in Asia. He listed seven churches. These seven churches were literal churches in the cities under their respective names. But as each of them had something specific written to them about what they needed to do better and what they were doing right. Some that were doing well and some that were doing not so well. It also represented truth to be revealed to them concerning the complete history of the church during this gap period I talked to you about, from Daniel's 69th week to Daniel's 70th week. Right now, we are living in the church age. We are living in that gap period. We are living in that dispensation of grace, which again was a mystery that was hidden from the ages and the generations. And again, I don't have time to detail all of this. You can go online, praise God, to our Revelation series to get the details. But the point I want to communicate to us here and the connection I want to make is for us to understand that each church represented a timeline in history that matched what and how they were living and how they were going to be addressed according to their current lifestyle. So when we get to our text in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7, where I want us to read it right now, Revelation 3 and 7. And I want you all to stay with me. I know it may not be as easy as possible to stay attentive to a screen, but there's going to be a word of revelation I want to deliver to you. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 7. He says, and the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he hath opened that no man can shut. He hath opened that no man can shut. and shutteth, and no man can open. The church of Philadelphia is being addressed here. The church here can represent the great Pentecostal revival that began in Topeka, Kansas in the early 1900s. And the restoration of the message that the apostles preached. And the church is the church. There is the church we are right now. I read the scripture to you. Now let me break it down. The key of David represents a key that was used in the king's palaces that could open each and every door that was there. They were getting a word from God that God has this key. And I am so excited to tell us this year that no matter what we face, no matter what will go on in our lives, we are walking in God's will as a church. And we know that God has the keys to everything in His hand because we are going to hear His word. And when God has a key, there's nothing that He won't unlock in regards to revelation for us. There's hope this year that God has a key to open up a miracle door, that God has a key to open up a healing door, that God has a key to open up a financial door. God has a key to take the church exactly where He wants it to go. Now, Revelation 3:8. I know thy works, He says. So behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. What the Bible was giving the church of Philadelphia is what He's giving the church right now in this gap period. In this season from when the Holy Ghost again was poured out upon us back in the 1900s all through now, where all denominations are receiving the baptismal gift of the Holy Ghost. He's saying, number one, I know your works. And the Lord is talking to every single one of us right now. And He's saying, I am not ignorant to the things that you have been doing. I am not ignorant towards the things you have been performing and the things you've been trying to line up in order to get things right, to serve me in a new way. I know there are many of you out there that have already made up in your mind that you are going to work and that you are going to serve the Lord. Well, the word I come to tell you, if that is the case in your life, I want you to be encouraged, because there's not one thing you've done for God and for the kingdom of God and for His will as a church of the living God that God has not seen or God does not know. Even though you might be in a place where you think all that you've done has been in vain, I come to tell you that God is about to reveal something in you and let you know He is not ignorant, nor is His eyes hidden from what you have done for the kingdom of God. God knows every effort you put in order to follow and obey His will, just like He was telling the church of Philadelphia then. He's speaking that right now to somebody, that somebody needs to have a word to understand that what you have done and what you will continue to do for God is going to be lasting. He says, I know your works. He's not ignorant of the things you put for His kingdom. And then I want to hit on this point here. Verse 8, He says, I have set before you an open door. I'm going to say it again. I want to preach it until you believe it. He says, I have set before thee an open door. You know what this open door, He's talking about to somebody that would hear this word this morning, that you would understand this mystery this morning, because it is not a mystery anymore, that God is absolutely making it plain and making it clear that you are absolutely going to have opportunities that are going to come your way. There are going to be areas that you had no business walking into, that you are going to walk into this year, because
God has already given a prophetic word that is coming upon His word and upon me right now, that there are going to be great doors of opportunities that God is going to manifest to somebody in 2021. That is vast area of things that were not accessible to you in the past. There were areas and barriers that limited you and your progression, and there were doors that were simply shut. That no matter how hard you tried, and even maybe times, how many times you thought you prayed, it had no answer to it. But let me tell you right now, a word for us at the beginning of this year is that God has provided for us an open door, and God is going to provide for us open opportunities. There are going to be a vast array of opportunities in areas that before we had no access, that God is going to give us access to. I believe that with all my heart that there are going to be new possibilities. There is going to be new thinking. There is going to be new energy. And there is going to be new life for us in the year of 2021. And that's what I want to continue to hammer to you this morning. That wherever you are and whatever you're facing and whatever you are dealing with, I want you to know that there is going to be accessible opportunities for you. God wants to provide access for your life. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 19, the Bible says, "Behold, I would do a new thing." Hey, praise God. He says, "Now it shall bring forth, yet shall ye not know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Today, church, God is going to do a new thing. Today, church, it is going to spring forth. And He says, "Shall ye not know it?" Because in the past, you had no idea, because the church was hidden. There were things that seemed like it blinded your eyes. But I want to give you a word of faith this morning to tell you that this will be a year that God says, "I will make a way even in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God is saying, get ready for new opportunities. Get ready, because when God begins to open the door of favor in our lives, when God begins to provide opportunities for us, no man is going to be able to shut it. But He says, "I know you've been in a lonely, dark time. I know you've been in places and you were in wilderness experiences, and all those things made you think that the favor of God cannot come in your house, the anointing of God cannot come upon your mind, and that you will continue to go through same old messed up cycles." But God is telling someone, "Behold, when I open that door, no man is going to shut it." He says in verse 20, "The beasts of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people." He says, "My chosen." He says, "My chosen." Well, the word ecclesia, or the church, means the called out ones. Peter said that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are peculiar people. We are the what? We are the called out ones who should show forth His praises, who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. He's saying, that's what I'm trying to transition someone to understand, that you don't have to walk in darkness anymore, because when that revelation has happened to us, it is not a mystery anymore about what God is going to provide to us. We're not going to be surprised about the opportunities and the doors and the favor that's coming nigh our house, coming nigh our church, coming nigh our mind, coming nigh our spirit. That this is going to be a year not of hype, but for us to understand that if we are a part of the body of Christ, the church of the living God, that's who He's referring to. He's saying the church is the one I've already called a long time ago to be successful. And so what am I saying? I'm saying, get a revelation that so long as you are part of the body of Christ, so long as you are in God's will, then when God is going to do His work in the middle of the church, you and I get to take part of that great manifold blessing. And He says in verse 21 of Isaiah 43, "This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. There is going to be a new praise in your spirit. There will be a new praise in your mouth. There will be a new jump in your step because you begin to understand the people I have formed for myself. When you are born again of the water and of the spirit, and when you allow God to call you a part of the church, then the promise he has for you is that I will force you and cause you to praise because you see my hand maneuvering and working in every area of your life. And so get ready for a season of strength, a season of health, a season of overcoming because you belong to the body of Christ, the church, the ecclesia, the called out ones. And he says, no man can shut. Nobody is going to stop those that are operating in kingdom principles. No one is going to be able to stop what God is about to progress. No one will be able to limit the grace and the favor and the love that God is about to pour out. No one is going to be able to stop the job opportunities, the healings and the miracles and the signs and the wonders. And let me tell you, who else would not be able to stop what God will do upon those that call themselves the ecclesia? Yourself will be the one that also cannot stop what God is going to do. No man can shut God's plan and God's will for the church. The door is open, and when God opens it, you can't shut it. Now, you might not walk through it. You might not take advantage of it. That choice will always belong to us. But God is saying something right now in somebody's life. I'm going to let you see how powerful I am in this last day. Because in the realm and the time of prophecy that we are in right now, Jesus is about to come back. And so before he does, he's saying, I'm going to use and I'm going to anoint my church and the individuals that are part of that church to begin to see how my operational hand is going to maneuver inside of every intricate detail of their life, and my favor is going to happen. And you know what I'm doing right now, and I pray you are receiving it. I'm telling you, we are prophesying and agreeing with the scripture because it is something the Lord wants to do. John was not called to write the scripture in vain. And let me tell you right now, I'm not preaching this word in vain. I'm preaching maybe just a one or two or maybe 200 of you this morning that would understand that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke this word to John and told the church, is that a mystery anymore? There's something I've already prepared in order for you to understand that there are opportunities you will walk through because I want to show myself strong through you and let the world see how great it is to have Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so while we are here, there is an open door. And while we are here, we will say if God has called and God has anointed the church, then let me tell you right now, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church of the living God. What am I preaching to you? I'm preaching to individuals that are part of the church. That I tell you, you shall be successful. I say you will live because the gates of hell will not prevail. Again, what God is trying to do. And when God opens a door, no man can shut. And so while I am here, I am going to live like a person of hope. While I am in this gap period, the church is living within me. And I am not going to walk in depression. I cannot this year walk in that place. I cannot walk in defeat in 2021. I am walking in my best days. And I know that God is not done with us yet. It's not a mystery. God is going to show himself strong on behalf of the believers, the church, that are filled with this power. So can I tell you some things right now? I'm going to speak some things right now, and I just want you to be in agreement with them. I want you to be in agreement with what I'm going to tell you right now. It's not a mystery that Christ has revealed himself to and through us. And because it's not a mystery anymore, that creates expectations for us to have. Because now if I know what God desires to reveal and do inside of me, then I can couple that with word expectations. And so can I share some word expectations for all of you that are watching, all of you that consider yourself a part of the true body of Christ, a part of the true church of God? I tell you then, it is a mystery no more. There is going to be miracles, signs, and wonders. And I want you to be in agreement with me. And wherever you are, whether you're whispering or whether you're typing it right now, I want you to agree with the words that are being professed right now, because we must decree and we must declare and we must accept the word of God and say yes and amen to the word of the Lord. It is a mystery no more. There is going to be restoration and renewing. I don't care who and how far those that have been backslidden and gone away from the Lord. When God begins to move and when there begins to be open doors, then there's not one person that has gone too far from what God cannot bring them back to a place of restoration and renewing. I'm praying right now it would not be a mystery when marriages are restored and renewed. It would not be a mystery to me, because there is no more mystery when it comes to the hand and the might of God. It is a mystery no more. There is going to be healing, hope, and help, whether it is emotional healing or physical healing or mental healing and spiritual healing. And there will be hope in that area that you know that God says, by my stripes you are healed, and God's manifold power will work through the body of Christ. It won't be a mystery this year when God begins to do it. It will not be a mystery when God is going to bring revelation and wisdom and prophetic words into our midst. God is going to start speaking more clearly in your hearts this year like he has never before. This year you are going to get more revelation than you ever had before. If you seek after that, I want to tell you that door has already been open for you to walk into and walk into more revelation that you never had before. As you read, as you pray, as you study your word, God is about to bring new wisdom, new strategies, new opportunities in your mind, and a word of prophecy will come out of you as well, because you are grabbing a hold of things you do not see anymore. But God is not hiding those things. God is revealing those things in this hour. It is a mystery no more. There is going to be fire shut up in men's bones, men and women's bones, that they say, I have to get the word out. In the name of Jesus, in 2021, this will be your greatest year of speaking the word of God to somebody else. This will be the greatest year, and it won't be a mystery. There will be more people with this microphone in their hand delivering the word of God to this congregation. There will be more people knocking on doors and teaching Bible studies and interceding on behalf of the lost, because God has called us as a church to be winners of souls. God has called us to preach the gospel and spread the gospel. And so when I tell you, it will not be a mystery, there will be men and women that says, as a fire shut up in my bone, there's words that God has given me, there's something in my lips that I want to get out. I want to speak the word of God to somebody. I want to speak the word of God to my brothers and my sisters. I want to shout from the rooftop what God has put in me. And I'm not talking about me, I'm talking about you, that some of you right now, God is stirring your heart already to say, this is my year. I got to get the word that God has put in me out, and you will be used in the area to proclaim the word of God and speak what God has put in your spirit. And when God opens that door, no man will shut it. No one will ever shut your mouth up, because the anointing of God's on you. And like Jeremiah, you will say, it's a fire shut up in my bone. And you will begin to proclaim, and you will begin to usher in the word of God to somebody in this hour. I believe it. And I won't be surprised about it. It's not a mystery. God is stirring hearts. It is a mystery no more that there are going to be men and women that rise up with a spirit of intercessory prayer. And God has already been stirring some of you, even in 2020, in your prayer time. God is causing groanings to come up that cannot be uttered. God has allowed some of you to be so alone this past year in prayer and in fasting. Why? Because God is about to cause you to be an intercessory prayer warrior. And what you are going to do is you are going to speak the words of faith, and you are going to intercede, and through your prayers and your faith and your intercession, people are coming up out of the graves. People are coming up out of sin and debauchery. People are coming up out of the shame, because you have been anointed this year at the Church of the Living God, as the body of Christ, to intercede on their behalf, and it won't be a mystery anymore. I speak it right now. It's a mystery no more that there are going to be young men, they're going to have visions, and old men, they're going to dream dreams. I want to tell you, it won't be a mystery that our young and our old are going to get so fanatical about the things of God, and they're going to have visions, and I don't want any of us to be surprised on what God is going to start to do. Do I have some believers out there that say, I believe it? I believe it. It won't be a mystery anymore. There's going to be a flood of monetary support to advance the kingdom of God. Maybe right now some of you, you refuse to give of your tithes and your offering. You don't see the biblical value. You don't see the worth behind it, or you believe that whatever you earn is yours. But let me tell you, it won't be a mystery that in this church, there are going to be people that God is going to raise up to have a spiritual anointing upon them to give to the kingdom of God with a purposes that God has intended for this church. Have you been someone that's not been faithful in your tithes and in your offerings? Then yes, if you robbed God, you tied his hands. But I believe it won't be a mystery that souls after souls, and individuals and families after families, are going to pour out their offering and their love and their tithes, because they understand, I have been equipped to support what God is going to do through and in the church. Are there a body of believers out there that this is the greatest year that you're going to commit to support the kingdom of God, because you understand all the things I've already said will come as well through a sacrificial offering among men and women that will go beyond religion and go beyond playing church, but understand that we are the ones in this hour that God has called and anointed, and we have the resources to build the kingdom of God. And it will come through somebody saying, I will commit myself because I love the Lord and I love the work of God. I will support in my tithes and in my offering. It won't be a mystery. It will be a joy inside of me to bless the church with the fruit that God has blessed me with in this hour. It won't be a mystery that God will provide us an open opportunity, even for a new building, God's will, that we will be able to expand in this hour, because God has called us as a church to move forward. And we all will say, it's not a mystery to give anymore. We are committed to the cause of Christ. We are committed to the cause of Christ. It will not be a mystery. As a result of it, God will open the windows of heaven and begin to pour out blessings. I literally see it in my mind that some of you are coming out of debt, because when you surrender yourself to God, God's opened those doors of opportunity that were closed before, because you're dedicated to him and his work. And the mystery no more, for what he's revealed, the windows of heaven, the blessings of God are going to be poured out. I'm not preaching to you a prosperity, name it and claim it, blab it and grab it message. I'm preaching to you, if you're hearing it, an open door that God is providing and the opportunity we have to walk through it. It will not be a mystery that God is going to heal the brokenhearted. It will not be a mystery that God is going to set the captive free. It will not be a mystery that God will elevate lives that have been torn down. It won't be a mystery. God is going to bring recovery of sight to the things that we've been blind to. God is going to continue to reveal secret areas of who we are. He says, not a mystery anymore. You're going to come out of that mess. Come out of that darkness. I have a plan for you. A mystery no more. God will give us all the energy and the capacity to see all this happen. God is going to bless them businesses. God is going to bless you to bless the kingdom of God. God, it's not a mystery, is going to pour out of his spirit on all flesh. Hallelujah. God is calling more preachers, more ministers in this hour. More is about to happen this year than any previous year combined, because spiritual maturity is about to increase and the church is going to continue to advance. If you've not yet recognized it, I've been prophesying to this church. I've been prophesying to myself. I've been prophesying to you right there. I've been prophesying to us to understand it won't be a mystery. This is our moment. It's our time in this gap period that God will use us. God is stirring us, and God is anointing us, and God is drawing us. I'm going to start wrapping it up. In this verse, he says, because he's not ignorant, I know you have a little strength. God is speaking honestly about all that you faced and what we're still facing in the middle of this pandemic, in the face of all the things you've dealt with, in the face of loss and hurt and disappointment, in the face of all the things that have been bogging you down and pushing you down, all the abuse you face. God says, I know all the things you've been through. I know how tired you are. I know, he says, you have a little strength in your own mind. You say, how can any of this be with how I am feeling and what I am dealing with? Let me tell you, he was not ignorant to that. He says, I know you have a little strength. I know you've been fighting. I know you've been in this race for a while. And I know you don't have much strength. But he says the next phrase, but you have kept my word. If you hear anything about this church, is that we're believers that believe and will keep the word of God. And I'm telling you right now, as I close this service, is that if you hold on to God's word, and you hold on when you're weak, and you hold on when you're tired, and you hold on when you don't understand, and you hold on when you're hurting, and you hold on when you're all alone, and you hold on when there is no seemingly answers. Let me tell you, God will see something in you that says, through it all, they held on to my word and not denied my name. We still believe in the power of the name of Jesus Christ. We still preach in the name of Jesus. We still baptize in the name of Jesus. We still believe in the healing in the name of Jesus. We still believe that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is the Lord of all. Verse 10, because you kept my word of my patience, I also will keep thee. Please hear me. We're coming into the end times. Everything is lining up for the Antichrist to return. And so if we're only focused on the temporal, we're going to miss what God is revealing to us right now. He tells us, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell therein upon the earth. But because you kept my word and you stayed faithful and you believe in my open door, guess what? You're not going to face that last 7 years of tribulation. 1 Thessalonians 5:9, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Revelation 3:11, behold, I come quickly. Hold fast to what you have, that no man take your crown. Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. In 2021, I preach to you right now, the hope is Christ in you, the hope of glory. That as the church, as the ecclesia, as a called out ones, in this year, you're looking for the blessed hope. Every day, you're waking up and saying, I'm the ecclesia. I'm called out. I have a blessed hope. Jesus is going to appear one of these old days. The skies are going to crack open and I will be caught up to meet him in the air. So it's not a mystery. While our faith is going to be increased, our minds are going to be made up, and we're going to be where the church is supposed to be, because this church is a mystery no more. We are going to tear this world upside down with the word of God and the visions of God and with the power of God. The word came to Zechariah, revealing to him the secret things about the Messiah. Thinking about Zechariah is he not only prophesied about the first coming of the Messiah, he also included prophecies about the second coming as well. And the people coming out of that 70 years of captivity, they understood. He's a man that received revelatory information all throughout that book. The last thing I want to give to you is Zechariah 4:1. And the angel that talked with me came again and walked and waked me as a man that is waking out of sleep. He said unto me, what seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick of all gold with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the lamps which are upon the top thereof. Two olive trees by it, one on the right side, one on the left. So I answered, I spake, for the angel would talk with me, saying, what are these, Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? No, I don't. I don't understand all this. It's a mystery to me. It's been hidden to me. I don't understand all of this. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Then he, the angel, spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. The reason why none of these things are a mystery anymore. It's no mystery. The great power of God is going to take place in our lives. It's not by my might, my knowledge, my power, my strength, nor yours. It's not a mystery anymore. Because it's by his spirit. So when he says, how is all of this going to happen this year? How are chains going to be broken? How are yokes going to be destroyed? Christ in me. The hope of glory. Not by might, nor my power, but by your spirit, O Lord. Revival, renewal, restoration, maturity, callings, supernatural events. Not by our own abilities, but the Spirit of God is going to be in great operation in the church in this last hour. Wherever you're right now, whoever I'm talking to, I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to say, Lord, I don't want this to be a mystery anymore. I want to grab a hold of who I am in the church of the living God. And there will be opportunities I'm getting ready for. I want you to begin to pray it right now in your home, in your life, in your world. I want you to begin to say, it won't be a mystery so long as I'm a part of the church, so long as I'm in the kingdom of God, so long that I am in the will of the plan of God, and through His Spirit, there will be some great things that are about to get unfolded, and I'm ready for them in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm speaking right now, Lord God. I don't know who's been listening. I don't know who's been watching, but I know it was a word, oh God, you provided for somebody to not lose hope, but they will actually get momentum and understand they are not in dark places anymore. But what you have revealed to them is that if they are in the church, the body of Christ, then there are some open doors about to come their way. Not only financially, but spiritual doors are opening your way. Questions unanswered are about to be answered. Darkness is about to be turned to light. Confusion is going to turn into wisdom. Solutions for what you've been dealing with. You're not going to have to go through that again another year. And I will be clear. I'm not saying you will not go through challenges. What I'm saying is you will not be left in the dark during those challenges. How? By His Spirit. The Holy Ghost begin to move upon some rooms right now. But the Holy Ghost begin to talk to somebody right now in the name of Jesus. You will reveal yourself and manifest yourself for God. And that we all would say, it's not a mystery anymore. The church is moving forward. The church is advancing. The church are going to raise up men and women that are going to be a part of the body of Christ. The church is saying we're pulling them up out of the fire. The church is saying our businesses are going to thrive. The church is saying favor upon those that belong to God and God's kingdom. And we speak it right now and we curse every lie. We curse every bit of hell that comes up to bring confusion. We curse it in Jesus' name. But faith is going to arise that 2021 will be a year where we operate in the place of the church. And if we operate as the church of the living God, your success will not be hidden. Your success will not be a mystery. The gates of hell are not going to prevail. Let it motivate you to pray. Let it motivate you to believe. Let it motivate you to activate your faith in who you are in God's timing. He's about to return. So if God is about to return, the only hope for the church, the only expectation for the church is success, is an open door. I speak into your life right now. I want you to expect greater opportunities in Jesus' name.